This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a good day program on Good Day Networks. How do you do? New listeners, folks that missed us for a while now have found their way back. We found our way back to you, and you found your way back to us. That's good. Jay Kirshner is here with me on the Good Day program for Wednesday. A recent study found that far more animals than previously thought can glow in the dark.
What?
Including cats. You didn't know this, right?
Well, I mean, their eyes for sure, but the more parts of their body?
I was going to share this with Warren, and then I thought, because Warren Eckstein has been here recently on the program, and he, when you talk about stuff like this, he just gets all gnarly. but actually, you know what, James? See if you can get Warren back again for a minute. See if we can find him. See if we can reach out to him and have him come back. I want to talk to him about this, if I can manage to hold it together. In the meantime, here's a lot of excitement in some circles. I'm not excited about it at all because I think it would be a big waste of time like these other debates have been. But if you want to watch the GOP, the third presidential debate, it's tonight, right? DeSantis, Nikki Haley, they're probably still the best of all the hopefuls on the stage. And Nikki Haley is managing to maneuver herself around DeSantis, who's a victim of his own incompetence, more or less. Donald Trump will, as usual, look upon himself as not needing to be there. He's the king of the mountain, so why would I lower myself to be with these underlings, right? And so what happens? NBC News presents the Republican presidential debate. So tell me, who really cares?
Oh, it's so important to watch this, though.
Really?
Most people
cares.
Well, yeah. Most people will get just like a Cliff's Notes version and see short little clips on social media or read the write-up the following day of it where it's a lot of opinion-based, not just facts. But when you actually watch it, even if you don't have the time, you can record it and go back and watch it later. But when you watch it in its entirety, you definitely get more information. You get more of the truth of what actually happens during the debate rather than just the hot gossip and people's take.
Well, have you ever watched one of these? Would you watch this one?
Yeah, I watch all of them. Not in real time because I go to bed, but the next day I usually watch them.
Yeah, I mean, you get the bits and pieces out of them, whatever the highlights are, if there are any. Here's a menu from the Titanic's first class restaurant being sold at auction this week. Imagine that. It's water damaged.
Where the hell did they find this?
Huh? Yeah, here we go. How much is somebody going to pay for this? There's also a pocket watch that was found. Let's see, who else is... What other stuff is here? They found this guy. You know, they've had the excursions going down there, and for whatever the reason, they found this watch on the body of a passenger that they identified using, what do they call it? Carbon dating. So they found this belonged to a passenger named Sinai Cantor, who is immigrating to the United States on the Titanic with his wife. And his wife was one of the few who survived the disaster. So that's part of the story. It's all on auction at Henry Aldridge & Sons Limited in England. So it's very interesting because this is this fellow is Jewish, and the watch has Jewish numbers on it, not Roman numerals, so not Arabic numerals. There's Arabic numerals, which is what we commonly use. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's Roman numerals, which we don't commonly use. And then there are Hebraic numerals, which, unless you can speak Hebrew or understand it, you know what, you can't read it. So, anyway, that's the curio of the morning. Can we not find Warren? I'll get off of this.
I think he's gone on his run.
Oh, that's right, too. He does go out and run early in the morning. Yeah. Just to finish the story, cats glow in the dark because of biofluorescence. This is something that occurs when living organisms absorb light and then emit it in brightly colored hues, mostly green, red, and orange. It's not something that you would think about unless you saw it, and then you'd say, wow. And then, especially if it's the 13th of the month or Halloween, and you see a cat glowing in the dark. Woo!
Yeah, you totally think like, okay, something sinister, what is happening? Or are my eyes deceiving me?
Exactly. Here's a painting, we're talking about auctions, Claude Monet. Remember, did you ever study Monet and Manet? There were two different French painters.
I studied Monet, but I'm not familiar with the second.
Manet, yeah, anyway. So they sold a painting of Monet at $6.8 million, which was an investment of one of those real estate investment trust type things. It's like a hedge fund. So they buy it for $6.8 million. They put it in the next auction, and it goes for $8 million. So the investors in this really in this trust in this hedge fund made $1 million too, and it was like only 16 months, and it returned a profit of what 17-18%. Very interesting how that stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's going on with Amtrak Joe Biden? He wants $16 billion to fix Amtrak. So he rides the train, or when he was in the Senate, he used to ride the train every day from his home in Delaware down to Washington. Doesn't do that now, but he still likes this, and he wants to enhance the Northeast Corridor, and they spent $16 billion like it was Trump change, right? Wants to modernize 25 different passenger train projects that are going on between Boston and Washington. So people are saying, why? There are those who think we have the best rail system in the world. Those would be people who only live in America and never rode the train in Japan, in all parts of Asia, all over Europe. We have the worst train service in the world, not the best, when it comes to modern passenger comfort and speed. We just are out in left field. So anyway, Joe wants the rail system to be back to being the best in the world. Okay, good luck to you, Joe. They have
traveling by train is so much fun. I hope they do it.
The older trains. I mean, I used to ride to my grandparents were in southern Illinois, about 50 miles east of St. Louis. So we used to take the train. We took the New Haven down to New York, and then we got on the Pennsylvania, and the Pennsylvania went from New York to St. Louis. We got off in Effingham, Illinois. I remember not too many years ago, I drove by the old train station in Effingham and thought to myself, what did it, like, it's dead. And so many of these places are dead because of bus service, cars, whatever. But it still is you're right, Jay, there's a romance in it. If you could just kind of go back to, and you can, the European trains are much better at dining cars and sleeping cars, and there's an ambiance. Here it's just mechanical. There's something to it. So anyway, Joe wants to spend a lot of money to fix up not only the Northeast Corridor, but then there are other places around the country that could use new cars and new engines and new tracks and that sort of stuff. I wonder how many people listening to us right now actually take the train. actually have taken a ride on it. There are some beautiful trips, like across the Canadian Rockies, mm-hmm. Chicago to Vancouver. Some of those trips, those are fabulous, man. Just a fabulous trip. So it'll be interesting to see if Joe gets his way. He doesn't seem to be getting his way with too much.
What's the success rate? Yeah.
Yeah, not much. All right, so also while we're in the Capitol, police found a gun with a giggle switch after this nutbird crashed into a barricade at the White House, at the Capitol building. He ran the car. It was a stolen car into a barricade. Then he jumped out of the car and ran away, so the officers went after him. He got arrested. They recovered a couple of handguns during the arrest. One was modified to turn the weapon into a machine gun. Great. Where do these people come from? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Where the hell do they come from? Who thinks that? Who's... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's wrong. No question about that, but geez. Ay, ay, ay. Speaking of what's wrong, New York landlord facing 8 counts of attempted murder after he set fire to one of the units in his building because he wanted to get the tenants out.
Yeah.
This guy's got to be a super thinker, right? The tenants had children, so he was arrested. He's in jail. Set fire to the second floor apartment of this building because he was angry the tenants stopped paying rent. Okay.
So aren't there other steps to take to get somebody out?
There are a few. They take time, and maybe this guy didn't want to take the time, so we'll burn him out. That's great. Smart? No, I don't think so. All right, so there's that. How about your weight? Let's talk about your weight loss goals. Do you have them? You want to lose 20 pounds? You want to lose 40 pounds? What do you want to lose? This is the time of year when we start thinking about the parties. Thanksgiving's 2 weeks away. And then we go on into holiday parties, and you're buying all the stuff for Christmas, a lot of candy, a lot of food, and you're eating it. So if you're looking for results that last in the weight loss program and want to be on the defensive or the offensive, you figure it out. And then go to toploss.com to see how the folks at Calitrin can help you reach your goal and keep that weight off. That's toploss.com.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down 2 bar backs. No one's manning front of me.
Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The social media all abuzz with the latest from Jeremy Renner. Remember that snowplow accident he had? Was last year, wasn't it? Was it last year? Or was it 2 years?
No, it was New Year's Day, 2023.
Yeah, right.
That was how he kicked off his New Year. He was helping out his nephew who was stuck in snow, and then the plow started to roll away. So when he was attempting to get back in the vehicle, he fell beneath it and was crushed. He definitely could have died.
God love the guy. Anyway, he's got some interesting things that he's been writing now that he's back in action. So we'll relive what he has revealed in a manner of speaking right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so let's check in with Jeremy Renner, one of the occupants of the top 10 trending positions in social media on a number of lists that we're looking at today. As Jay pointed out, he's a very lucky guy. This is the time to celebrate, and he's doing that. He has been writing some emotional messages on some of the social media, revealing some of the treatments that he's had to get him back to being able to live his life. Hours of physical therapy, peptide injections. What do you suppose that involves? got a lot of IV. Is that something stem cell work,
peptides,
I guess?
Yeah, and it seems like he's not taking a single break. Every single day he is trying something.
Good.
And
yeah.
The thing I liked that he said about it all was that he's trimmed all the fat out of his life. Just things that he does not have time for. He will not humor out of politeness or because he feels obligated. He will only live a life that is truly happiness for himself and serving his friends and family. And he said he's not going to squander his life away. He should have died in this accident, and he didn't. And not only did he not die, but it seems like he's making more of a recovery than anybody thought he would.
He spent a lot of time in a hyperbaric chamber, which is oxygen therapy. You get into a thing, they seal you in, and your body is surrounded by oxygen. That is very healing, very smart, very expensive, but something, you know, if you're determined, no matter what, this is what I want, this is how I get better, this is a good way to do it, actually. So from critical condition to a position now that he can see his life, his journey, has put his head and his body in a different place, right? Would you say he's recovered? He probably wouldn't tell you he's fully recovered.
I think he still walks with a cane, if I'm not mistaken, or I think he can walk without a cane for brief periods of time. He's not going to be filming as Hawkeye for anything in the MCU coming up, but
lucky guy,
hopefully
though,
that he can get back to it,
Has his daughter, how many children? He has one daughter, right? Has he got other children? I think it's just this one.
I think it's just the one from his previous marriage.
Wife, So that gives you want to live your life because of that, if nothing else. But he's got a lot to live for and has realized that, and that's why he's a good lesson in healing in this particular circumstance. So the update on Jeremy Renner here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Some elections took place yesterday across this great nation. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected after fending off Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. In Ohio, the state has passed a ballot measure putting abortion rights into its constitution. Ohio voters also voted in favor of legalizing medical marijuana. The suspect in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur has been given a trial date for next year. Dwayne Davis has been given the details yesterday in the Las Vegas, Nevada courtroom. He'll face the trial in June of next year for the 1996 Las Vegas drive-by shooting of Tupac. Davis has pleaded not guilty. Today is officially STEM Steam Day, and there's no way around it. Children are significantly better off with strong science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics skills. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
How many times over the past week have we heard this since the passing of Matthew Perry? By the way, this isn't really why I wanted to play this tune, but I was thinking of a conversation I had with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is one of the two doctors we have on our weekend Good Day Health show, and he also has a presence here on this program during the week, along with Ken Kronhaus. The fact that Matthew Perry had all of his shots. And there are those who think that that may have, and there are those who theorize the reason there hasn't been any final result of the autopsy is because there are those who think that he may have died as a result of having the shots. Hey, what can you do about it now? If you've had the shots, you've had the shots.
Yeah. I feel like there are conflicting stories or opinions on different things where some people blame the shots, and then other people blame the virus itself.
Uh-huh. Some people are both saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
More importantly, friends. Think about friends and who your real friends are. I think that I would, people ask me all the time, or they would say, boy, you're very successful. And then I would query them, because that is my nature, what do you mean, friends? What is a friend to you, other than what I remember from the fourth grade and Alice Scipione, the teacher, teaching me, because I had a horrible time with I's and E's, neighbor, way, all that stuff, and I couldn't remember how to spell friends, so she said to me, just remember it this way. A friend is a friend till the end. And I've never misspelled friend again in my life.
Oh, that's a good word.
So, how are you at making friends, though? I believe that the best token you have of success, if somebody's going to ask you, you know, or say to you, you're a successful person, and I say, well, what does it take to be successful? And they, oh, you make money, blah, blah, blah. No, well, I don't think that's
the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. So, okay. But I think the real measure of my success is what my children are like and who my friends are. Because in a manner of speaking, my grandfather taught me this. He said, friends are the thermometers by which we may judge the temperature of our good fortune. How about that? Remembering that, huh?
I like that.
Fortify yourself with... Go ahead, Jay.
I feel like when it comes to success, too, it's different ages. Like for you, Doug, at your age, I would consider you successful, but the mere fact that your adult children want to be around you, they want to hang out with you.
Yeah, I want to hang around with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and it's their attraction.
Not everyone can say that.
Offspring they have. Yeah, it's, I suppose that's true. But is that, was I always a good father? Nah, not necessarily. I wasn't particularly, as the kids were growing up, because I was doing a lot of stuff that I thought at my age and at that point in life I was supposed to do as a good father, provide, work, make money. And that's not necessarily
the fault.
I say, yeah, well, I don't know. Blame doesn't fix the problem. Just being realistic and understanding what the realities are of being a parent. And the other question here, we're talking about parents and how you get along. Are you a real, is your spouse your friend? Like you and Ryan seem to be friends. And you were friends first before you were lovers. And parents and married and all that stuff. And I guess I would ask that those of you who have just dropped your children off at school and you're on your way to work and you have a career of your own and you have the blessings of life, and back again to what success is, I think part of success, this is just me, is being able to have a friend that you are romantic with, or you sleep with, or you, I don't know, just that is
a friends with benefits.
Yeah, right. That, you know, how Ashton Kutcher tells that, that's very good. That's a great story.
Uh-huh.
He and, what's the lady's name that he's married to?
Mila Kunis. But what's funny is that they both had separate movies that had a plot of being friends with benefits. Hers was with Justin Timberlake. His was with Natalie Portman. That both kind of were filmed at the same time, came out at the same time, and then that was their real life with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. It's, just think about success and friendship. That's all. Today is STEAM Day. STEM, science, technology, English, and math, right? Isn't that what that stands for?
Uh-huh,
and then they
yeah.
added arts and became arts. STEAM Day,
mm-hmm.
right? So the discipline, how we are teaching these things here in our country as opposed to students getting this information in other countries. There was a report about 20 years ago that suggested we were way behind the eight ball. And I would suggest to you that today we still are way behind the eight ball. There's too much politically correct stuff, and what you're being taught or what your children or grandchildren are being taught is not really what they need to succeed. Back to success, right? Science, yeah. Math, yeah. Technology, yep. Okay. Economic, art, phys ed, civics, all those things should be top, but they aren't. We have way too much stuff that has nothing to do with the basics in life. Get the extra stuff later. Get the basics now. as you're growing up, you need to learn how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. I know it sounds like an old codger, but put a sentence together. Have your ability to speak and communicate make sense so people can understand you. Right? And that's what the workforce needs. All these people that are coming on. Plus, I suppose, is instilling a work ethic, is that something that should be done in school? I don't. Yeah, I suppose, maybe.
Well, I mean, the more it's practice, the better. Definitely in school.
Yeah.
Definitely at home.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of focus on literacy. And one of the problems that we have, and this is a problem as far as I'm concerned, the bilingual, multilingual stuff. The town that I live in has on its ballot and in public places 8 different languages. There is, in our schools, there are, I think somebody told me the other day, there were like 53 different languages that were spoken in one way or another, either in the education system or in government or whatever the public access is. Imagine that. 53. I was astounded when I was told that. 50. But back to the same basic thing. In order to get along, don't you think we all ought to learn English? When you go to France, they poo-poo you if you're not in Paris because you don't speak French, right? You go to any country, you want to live there, you want to work there, you're required to know their language.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right. So why do we not have that? What is going on with our motivation? What's inside the motivation to it's okay to be inclusive, and I think if you look around at diversity, it's very healthy, very good. But, you know, there's some basic stuff. And even the people who learn our language when they come here often speak it better than people who are Native Americans who don't speak. And here's an example. I'm going to have James play for you a call. You know, every once in a while we select some of these calls, and I think to myself, okay, do I want to put this on the air or I don't want to put it on the air? 855-999-DOUG. We invite you to share your thoughts. So with all of the huzzah in the last couple of weeks of changing satellites, and we've been on stations, off stations, some of them temporarily have not dropped us, but just not been able to find it. I think we're getting back to the point where we're okay now. But we were off a couple of stations down in Arkansas, and here's a caller acknowledging that fact.
You ain't on in Arkansas no more, you sorry bastard.
Okay.
I don't know. There are certain words that bother me, and ain't is one of them.
Oh, I would have thought bastard would have bothered you.
No,
but ain't does bother me, too. I'm with you on
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yep, it is. All right, let's get to the Crime and Punishment Department, shall we? You're on the Good Day program. I was thinking that we ought to spend some more time talking about the election last night and whether it's worth any more time. It really, in my mind, isn't, other than abortion won in Ohio, in a manner of speaking. But it isn't really abortion that's winning here. I went into this earlier about how the Supreme Court works, and the Supreme Court really didn't kill Roe v. Wade. They just said to the states that the states, according to the Constitution, have... Yeah, right. So, and the states, one by one, by one, by one, by one, are all putting protections for women into law. People are voting to have Roe v. Wade basically codified. But it's state by state by state. That's how you have to do it. And that's really what the people, and that's going back to the educational system and what we teach and what we don't teach. People don't understand how the government works. They don't understand what the law is. They don't understand how to read a sentence and understand what the words are that are in the sentence. So you've got this, you know, hocus pocus going on at the ballot boxes oftentimes. But marijuana was approved in Ohio, and I don't know where else it was on the ballot, and a woman's reproductive rights were protected, and frankly, I think that that's the way to do it, but that's just me. What do you think? A guy down in Arkansas, call me back. Yeah, right. That reminds me of people call me up and say, I'm never going to listen to you again if you keep talking about Trump that way. And the next day, the guy called back, I told you I'd never listen again if you kept that up. God love him. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, Crime and Punishment. Here's the story of Peter Melfi, Florida man, making fun of headlines. This is the Florida Man Games. The founder says when they're out and about here, the Florida Man Games, this is police officers lining up to chase the people who are in the man games. Have you ever? This is an insane showdown. These some of these contests look kind of dangerous. Some of these TV shows, you see some of these things, they look pretty doggone dangerous to me.
And some of them are, and I think a lot of it is just based on editing. But with the Florida Man Games, this was, I believe, the inaugural one, and it was just based on those headlines of you type in Florida Man, and then you see what all headlines come up. And it's this guy who I believe is in radio or in podcasting was kind of like, this might be fun, and let people experience what it's like to be a quote-unquote Florida Man, and had all these police officers that volunteered to be the chasers, and it was like people that were committing fake crimes and then running from authorities.
Right, that's what it is. Fake, it's fake crime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the police are happy to practice their craft. All right, here's something more serious. The father of the suspected Highland Park mass shooter, remember that story in Illinois, has pled guilty to reckless conduct. Instead of having a trial, Robert Cremo, charged with 7 counts of reckless conduct, accused of signing the firearm owner's identification card for his son. This guy... the kid was 19 at the time, too young to get a card, so the father signs it for him. What an idiot. And so he's going to get what he deserves.
Yeah, and he's taking ownership. I mean, it's not going to bring people's loved ones back.
No.
But I think a lot of times we see the parents of these murderers go to court, and then they plead not guilty and all of this stuff. And he's like, no, I messed up.
Yep, sure did, pal. And this ought to be a lesson for every parent who's dumb enough to do that. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Meet Joe A, Joe B, and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Save on stuff you really need, and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When we need him. 53 after the hour. This is a good day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Chuck Curry, our movie man on Movie Moments, focusing on film, television, that sort of thing, streaming stuff. Can you imagine if this movie were made today, would they put it in the theaters or would they stream it? What do you think, Chucker?
That's a good question for any film that actually is produced. This day in movie history, November 8, 1956, Doug, the Ten Commandments premiered in New York City. I have to believe one of the most watched movies of all time, still a perennial favorite when it airs, I believe, on Palm Sunday every year on ABC.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I got a chance to do a revival of this about 5 years ago at the theater I'm involved in that I brought you to in East Strasbourg. And when I watched it, it really does play almost like a superhero origin story. You know, you got the good guy Moses up against insurmountable odds, who battles a big baddie in Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. And I felt it played that way. It's a long movie, but it's iconic with a great, great musical score. And maybe the best screen presence of all time. At least one of them, Charlton Heston, no?
Who's afraid of the big bad Pharaoh? Big bad Pharaoh? Big bad Pharaoh? Moses. Yep, let's hear it from Moses.
Yes.
All right. Gwyneth Paltrow says that Robert Downey Jr. could get her back into acting. So does that mean we're going to have another one of these movies with the two of them?
What she means is get her back into another Marvel Avengers movie, which will get a nice paycheck. Right. You know, it's interesting. A lot of rumors this week, a lot of stuff on the internet and YouTube stuff is all made up, but you know, a lot of people speculating Marvel is going to. Yes, I do. A lot of people have been speculating that Marvel, the next big movie will be Avengers Secret Wars, which all the returning cast will come back, including Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
He died in
Avengers Endgame. One of the great, really a great death scene. And that was a great movie. The last half hour of that film, if you like superhero movies, is as good as it gets. It's exciting. It's emotional. But,
hold on a second, Doug.
Yeah.
I know. So here's Gwyneth Paltrow being interviewed by Howard Stern. Downey as well. I think they both went on the program back and forth here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And they both talk about how nice it is to kiss each other. So maybe there's something. But she's got her goop thing, right? Isn't that going great guns, the goop thing?
Oh, yeah, a whole website. It's like a lifestyle stuff. They have everything.
Right.
She's very successful as an entrepreneur. Extremely successful.
She comes from Hollywood royalty. Her father was Ken, what's his face? Her mother is what the heck is her name?
Dana, right? She was in Future World. She's a good actress, but the first time I ever saw Gwyneth Paltrow, she played young Wendy in Hook, Spielberg's Hook. She knows the Spielbergs. What do you think of this story? I didn't talk about this yesterday. Paramount Pictures announced that they're actively developing a second remake of the 1974 Burt Reynolds classic film, The Longest Yard. Adam Sandler remade it in 2005. Yeah, it's a fun movie. It's a good story. But do we need to see it a third time?
Well, that's up to the individual, I suppose. Who would be in it? Who's attached to it? What's the rumor
there?
Nobody
yet. But I got to tell you, back in 74, the Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds was one of the first, what they call, audience participation movies, where people, when they watched that movie in a theater, yelled and hooped back at the screen because it was so funny and interesting, and it was a great time. I mean, I like the Adam Sandler version, but the Burt Reynolds version was classic. I'd have to believe they'll do it. They'll do it a little bit more serious, like the Burt Reynolds version versus the Adam Sandler version. But better safe than sorry. That's the studio motto, Doug. You know, they want to write out a check for $100 million if they don't feel it has viability with name recognition. That's the big problem in the industry. They don't take chances anymore.
You know, it's been a long time. A lot of talk about politics today and elections and stuff. We've had some really good sort of political movies in the past, dramas about elected. I'd like to see some of those return. Those were always good.
Sure,
dramas.
I agree. 100%.
Right? Robert Redford.
Let's take a break on the multiverses, no?
Yeah, thank you. All right, 59 after on Good Day. Thanks, Chucker.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.